God bless you in the name of Jesus Christ, and soon we'll be entering a new month of February, so time's moving on very quick. And January for me has just been such a fantastic time, a time of being with God, a time of desiring and going to Him, and allowing Him to direct my path, allowing Him to encourage me, and forsaking my own ways, my own understanding. And we know it says in Proverbs 3, you know, that we're to trust in the Lord with all our hearts, and lean not into our own understanding, but in all our ways acknowledge Him, because He's the one that directs our path. And when we forsake our own wisdom, trust God for our life and living, and forsake our own path, then God will put His desires in our hearts, and He's the one that will guide your path. When problems come, we can either draw back in fear, or we can move forward in the faith. Just shall live by faith. So we can either follow our own path, or we can allow God to lead us on His path, which is always a way to victory, which is always the way to success, which is always the way to abundance, deliverance, and a successful journey through life. And God wants each of us to have a successful journey through life. And sometimes when we got these challenges, we may not see the victory in sight with our physical eyes. We may not see how God's going to come through, how God's going to deliver. But when we're trusting God, we will see the victory through the eyes of faith. We will have great confidence in the Most High God, because we know God is able to do, and we know that He has the solution to the problem. He has the answers to the problem. And so that's why we go to God, the fountains of living water. In Jeremiah 2:13, we know God is the fountain of living waters. When we follow our own path, we hew out our own cisterns, and they're broken cisterns. In Jeremiah 17:13, it talks about God being the fountain of living waters, and that anyone that forsakes the fountain of living waters would be ashamed, because they're not going to the true God, so then things are not happening for them. God really wants us to have the best life, and we have to decide and make up our mind that we're going to have the best life that God has provided for us in Christ. We are victorious. We're to reign in this life by one Jesus Christ. And God really wants us to go to Him. He wants us to forsake our own wisdom. He wants us to trust Him for our life and living. He wants to direct your path. And He will put His desires in your heart when you decide to do what He shows you to do. And this month, God has been showing me many wonderful things about going to Him and just doing the things that He simply puts in your heart every single day. When we do that, we will be at the right place at the right time. There will be great doors open for you to share, to minister, and to encourage other people, to speak forth words of life to people. This week I decided, okay, I'm going to go here, and I'm going to go there, and I'm going to speak to whoever God puts in front of me. But when I done that, nothing opened for me. And the reason why is because I was going where I wanted to go. I wasn't being led by God. And I realized that when I just do what God shows me to do, there are so many open doors to sow seed or to water seed. And when we do what God shows us to do, then we're going to see great things happen for us. So my encouragement is that, you know, whatever's going on in your life now, stop trying to figure out how you're going to get your need met, how you're going to get healing, how you're going to get deliverance. And believe God, like believe His word to you. It says in the scriptures that by His stripes we were healed. It says God shall supply all of our need according to His riches and glory by Christ Jesus. Don't allow the circumstances to talk louder than truth. And the truth is that we are abundantly blessed. The truth is that we are healed. The truth is that we do have a direction. We do have the right path to follow. And when we're trusting God, when we're humble in heart, and we forsake our ways and come back to that fountain to drink from the fountain, God, the fountain of living waters, then the answers will always be coming. But it's when we're trying to do things our way, it's when we have our own agendas of how we're going to move the world, how we're going to take the world over the world, how we're going to build our ministries. There's only one body of Christ. There's only one church of God, and we've got to get these simple truths in our heart. And once we do that, then we're forsaking our own ways. We're forsaking the traditions of men, and we're making available ourselves to the Most High God, who is then able to work with us, lead us, guide us, put us at the right place at the right time. Paul was a very humble man, the Apostle Paul. He looked to God, and when he was looking to God, he was at the right place at the right time. When he wanted to do his own thing, where did he end up? He ended up in Jerusalem bound. And he limited God in his situation because he trusted in himself. And there's a way that seems right to a man. But God says, you know, you forsake that way. You come to me. You do what I show you to do. Follow my instruction. Follow my wisdom. When we're trusting God here, give us the wisdom what to do in each situation that faces us. And sometimes God doesn't want you to do nothing at all. And this is grace. This is when God does the work. God goes into doing the things for you, making those open doors, working behind the scenes. And then when things are ready for us, here's a move. Just like Moses, the Red Sea, it looked like there was no way out. Old Pharaoh thought that he had them. But what happened? God parted the sea for them. So no matter what's going on, we're just to trust in God. We're just to put our confidence in him, our expectation in him, our hope in him. And he will come through, because God is faithful. In Psalms 37, I like to read this because it's just a great record. Psalms 37, 3-7, it says in verse 3, trust in the Lord and do good. So shalt thou dwell in the land, and verily thou shalt be fed. Delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desires of thine heart. When we delight in God, when we get up in the morning and we look forward to that time in the secret place with him, open up our hearts, giving him our problems, our desires, our burdens, our worries, our fears, our expectations, when we do that, and God is really blessed when we go to him. God wants you to go to him. He wants you to have full faith, full confidence in him. And so, you know, we delight in God because we know that he's our Father, he loves us, he cares for us, he has a way for us, a direction for us. And when we put him first and make him the first love in our life above all things, then he's going to give us the desires of our heart, which is his desires he puts in our heart. And it says in verse 5, commit thy way unto the Lord, trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. Like, we give the things to God, and he makes the things happen. It's not that we got to do anything. The only thing that we got to do is what he puts in our hearts to do, as he's leading us by his Spirit. When we try to figure it all out ourselves, then we get in confusion, we start to worry, we start to fear, we start to doubt, and then we hinder God in bringing to pass the thing that he wants to bless us with in our lives, to help us, to encourage us, to inspire us. Verse 6 says, and he shall bring forth, see, he's going to do it, he shall bring forth thy righteousness as the light, and thy judgment as the noonday. Rest in the Lord. In other words, God says, quit trying to do anything in your strength, and wait for me. Wait for my go-ahead, wait for my direction, wait for my inspiration. I'll give you what you need. Don't do it in your own strength. Rest in the Lord and wait patiently for him. Fret not thyself because of him who prospereth in his way, because of the man who bring wicked devices. Why? Because God is our help. God is our strength. And, you know, God put desires in my heart. And one of the desires he put in my heart this month was to, he put the desire in my heart to get the believers together in Europe and anyone else from outside of Europe that wanted to join. And it was in my heart that we do it in France. And it just happened that Franck Juvelet from France was on the Skype meeting when I mentioned this, and he said, can we do it in France? So there you go. God provided it. I know it was his leading, his doing. And so from then, things have begun to grow. Big desire in my heart to help connect the believers together and to encourage them. And, you know, because a lot of people feel isolated on their own. And, you know, and God has called us to fellowship with him, Jesus Christ, and one another. And so this comes to my heart. And then in my heart, I was thinking I would like to do it in France, even though we could do it in UK, no problem. And then I sent an email out, and I think there's quite a few French believers going, plus there's a handful here from UK going, and there's still other people to get back to me yet, but I think there's one believer from US coming, and she's believing to come and be with us. We're just letting God work in the situation, so there's nothing planned as in teachings, but we'll get together, fellowship, and just let God work. Let God do the work, you know, and work in people's hearts and
and just have a great time together and encouraging one another and sharing what's going on in our lives and what our desires are, what we, you know, we really want to see God do. So, yeah, that's the basis of everything. So, Frank Juvelet, he is going to host it in his area. So that's basically all I know right now. And it's going to be Easter time, we're going to do it. So it'll be the Easter weekend. So it's a good couple of days together, especially a good day together at least anyway. And maybe it all depends what time people arrive. And also it's not so much expensive just doing it over a couple of days. So myself and Kim and another believer, Jason, maybe another believer might be coming. We're going to drive from England into France. I still got to speak to Frank about where we're going to stay, but we're not worried about it. We're just giving it all to God, and God's working the details out for us as well as we do what he puts in our hearts to do. From Frank's end, he said to me that there's going to be a good few believers coming from France, and they're wonderful believers too. So that's just the basis of get together. UK, Europe, start getting together and moving, because that's what God wants, is through the one body we're going to move. It's not just individuals, I mean in our areas, yes, but it's as one body. We need some strength in here amongst each other and just to edify, you know, no big leaders or anything, but just people with heart that love God, want to be led by the Spirit, want to encourage one another with the word and what God's working. That's my vision, that's my desire, and that's what is going to happen, you know, because I know that God put it there, so he's going to make that happen. I, you know, I just move with as he shows me. So it's just one step at a time, sometimes walking by the Spirit, as you know. So yeah, I have a great desire to see the word move in all of the Europe, because if you look at that in comparison to other countries, it's pretty, the believers are kind of spread out in like Europe and other different countries. And when you look at the United States, they've got a nice hub of believers together where things can grow and flow, even though I know they have their challenges. But really, like, you know, now's the time. Today's the day of salvation, and we should really, you know, those that desire to live unto God and to move with God really should. And I'm a full-time minister, so that's what I do. That's my job and my life, you know, to live unto God and to encourage God's people to connect to God, to go to him and to move and to build up the areas, because, you know, it's about outreach. It's about reaching the lost people that are sat in darkness. It's also about reaching believers that are isolated, you know, and to help them and to encourage them that, you know, they're not on their own. And it's just breaking through those things. But God is the one that's going to do that. But it obviously takes someone to begin with a desire. And God put that desire in my heart to begin. So, yeah, that's what my heart is about everything. And I'm praying. I'm desiring, and God's really showing me some stuff personally, and what to pray for, what to encourage. I'm just following his lead. That's the key. I'm really learning from God that, you know, when he puts the desire there, all we need to do is just rest in him and just do those things he shows us to do. And, you know, when we try to make it in our own effort, it doesn't seem to work out. But when we're just led and do those little things, then God seems to go to work and make the things happen for us, and then we just follow step by step. And I've been seeing that all this whole month, actually. You know, so I've been getting up at 5 o'clock every morning, just speaking in tongues, spending time with God and meditating, and then just doing some things that God showed me to do. And I've had so many open doors lately. And then I thought, okay, well, I'm going to go and see where I can speak the word. Then no open doors whatsoever. So it's as we just let God work it, you know, he just makes the things happen, because we're just in, you know, we're being led by him, and he will make the things happen and open the doors for us. And I see that so clearly now, bigger than ever before. So I'm just real thankful to God that he's teaching, and I'm really hungry for this stuff. I'm really hungry to see the things happen, and I'm serious, you know, I'm not one of these that are going to mess about. I don't want people around me that's going to mess about. You know, people that are serious for God, that really have a desire to live unto him and to really have compassion for others, you know, and that's what, where my heart is. I've seen through the years the difference, you know. I've been through the times where it's been, you know, where people are not really serious, but then I've been through the times when people are serious and things happen, because they go to God and they're walking by the Spirit and they're walking in love and light. And then no one's trying to make their own agenda, trying to make things happen, or trying to start their own ministry, but they're moving together as one, you know. And that's where my heart is right now, and I sense the urgency, you know, that of the times. And yeah, that's just where, that's my heart. There's lots of stuff in my heart.
Well, anything to edify people and encourage people to connect to God and to, you know that they can be, have a direct connection to God, they can get healed, they can get ministered, they can manifest the power of God. That's great, you know, praise God. And God works in many different people, many different ways, and that's why we need to be together, because it makes up the one body of Christ, you know, because there's only one body of Christ, there's only one church of God, and we're it. You're welcome to join us, and you're welcome to come to the meeting in France. Our arms are open to you.
So we know this is going to be a wonderful time, and we also have a couple from Colombia that's also going to be coming. So God is at work, he's up to something, and we just follow his lead, and we just allow him to work in us, and not to allow the circumstances to stop us if the desire is to come. So, you know, you give your desires to God, you expect from him, and he'll make it available, and the way available for you to be there, so that you can have a great time, that you can also edify and bless people, and that we can be encouraged and be together. So if you are interested in coming, if you like to email me in the first instance at lawrencetor@live.com. That's lawrencetor@live.com. Lawrence is spelt with a U, L-A-U-R-E-N-C-E, and Tor is T-O-R-R. And so that's lawrencetor@live.com. So just send us an email with your desire to come, if you want to find out more details, and I can send you those details. And we look forward to seeing you there. So God bless.